At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Jeff, your thoughts and reflections of an interesting conversation with Kevin Stefanski. Nothing earth-shattering, but very interesting.
Thoughts and reflections.
Thoughts and reflections with Jeff Phillips here, 92.3 The Fan.
Two things.
Your home of reflections.
Rarely does he say anything even this direct. There are things we know Dylan can do better. It's the second time he has said that. He said that on Monday as well. And then he also said, and we can coach him up better. No, he's not backing him. He's not backing up the bus. But interesting that he said that and said it again. But so that's obviously the line here. And he brought up the other Dylan. And not what Kevin said about it, but Andy, it's if there's one thing about this season from a straight personnel standpoint that I have found disappointing, it's the lack of opportunity for Dylan Sampson.
I agree.
The second running back drafted in this
class. We saw him early on, didn't get any great...
He's good out of the backfield. He was great running the ball at Tennessee. But I was hoping that this would become a Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt type of deal.
Yeah, we didn't get that.
Where you could have two really good weapons on the football field. A Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery in Detroit, even though Gibbs is starting to get more opportunity than Montgomery. Where you had two guys that are going to hurt the defense. And, boy, Dylan Sampson has just kind of been pushed off to the side. And I have found that disappointing because this team needs playmakers, regardless of what position they are, because if you have a guy who can make plays, you'll scheme how to get him the football. And I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows because of a limited opportunity if Dylan Sampson could be one of those kind of guys. But I sure would like to see him get the ball more. I want to find out.
I'll be honest, I would too. And I think when they brought this up on the morning show, Thunder and Lightning. You know, that's what we were kind of hoping for. When they drafted these two running backs and you were, you know, are they able to, you know, jump to the next level after Nick Chubb being gone? That would have been, you know, the goal. I think Quinshon definitely has that potential. He's not the same. You know, he's not the same running back as Nick Chubb, but there are signs that hopefully he can be here for a long time and that, you know, he can give this team the oomph that they need down the road for a running attack. But I agree with you. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to see a little bit more Sampson? I don't, with 23 carries, like, what do you have a perfect mix, Jeff?
Oh.
And I'm not saying that I want him to carry the ball more than Judkins.
I don't have a mix on it. I just want to see him. You know, get him the football. It can. Here's what I want to find out. Can he be a weapon in this offense? We don't know the answer to that. I'd like to find that out. Might not be able to find it out this year. But there's such a clear spotlight on Quinshon, which is great. I'm glad he's getting carries.
Right.
But I would like to see Sampson integrated into the offense in a bigger way. Let's find out if he can play, Andy. If not, you can go get a running back who can play. But maybe you have one here now.
You want to guess, I mean, how many carries Judkins has compared to Sampson so far? I don't know if you know off the top of your head.
He's missed the game. I don't know. 110?
Judkins has 140 attempts. Sampson has, want to guess?
You said 23 a minute ago.
Yeah, I must have missed one. 30. He's got 30. According to CBS, he has 30.
Well, remember, Quinshon missed a game.
Yeah, I know that's...
That skews everything a little bit.
As, I mean, Sampson didn't, though. You would think Sampson would have more.
Well, you would think, but they're clearly not using him.
And Ford's...
Who?
Yeah, exactly. I have to tell you, I have that feeling about Sampson, too, though.
Who? Yeah, I know.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Jerome can make some plays. And the offense has struggled so much. It's hard to sit here and say, well, Dylan Sampson's the answer. I don't know if he is.
I can't look at Sampson's.
I would like to see if you have another playmaker there. Because that's why you drafted him.
It's hard for me to look at Sampson's, you know, average of 1.6 yards per carry and say anything to it because he only has 30 attempts, right? So you want to give him you probably shouldn't be looking at that until at least he has 75 carries. All right, well, the hidden factor on the Browns, which is not so hidden over the last couple of weeks because everyone keeps asking about Deshaun Watson and if he will ever come back onto the roster as an active player, and Dan will argue until he's blue in the face with you, but maybe we'll do that in a second. But the question was brought up today to Kevin.
Now that's a world-class tease right there.
Thank you, my friend.
Menigan will pass out.
That was good.
Coming up.
Yes.
Watch Menigan.
He was asked if it was a goal of the organization to get Deshaun back on the field, and he gave some obtuse answer, as usual, that gave you no information, right?
Obtuse?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, if you watch Shawshank Redemption, nice. You can learn some words, right?
That's I don't have an update there, is what Kevin Stefanski said in response to that question.
I don't have an update there. Okay. That a really expensive quarterback that's sitting off on the side of the bench. He's like... That's sitting out. I mean, he's not even on the sidelines. Like I say, he's on the bench, not even on the sidelines. The goal of the organization, he was asked about that today. And, Jeff, I'll ask you again. I might ask you this every day until we actually see or hear that he's not on the roster.
We have that to look forward to. It's going to be great.
Need to get a sounder?
Do you think Deshaun Watson will take the field for the Browns this year?
Do I think?
Did I stutter?
No. Do I think it's possible? Yeah, I absolutely think it's possible. But I don't think it will happen.
Dan Menigan, I ask you again today.
Way in hell.
Meredith left you a buzzer. Meredith left you a buzzer. Just so you know that if
Dan,
you want to use that.
Could you be a little more direct on that?
Do you think that, so you're saying there's a chance?
No way in hell.
I think he thinks no.
Are you going back to the insurance money philosophy on this?
And the general fact that nobody wants to see that. Nobody has any interest in seeing that.
Does it matter
no
if anybody wants to see
an
it?
Improvement?
I mean, there really only have to be two people that want to see it.
No one believes it's an improvement. No one wants it. So why?
Again,
take your medicine. Move on.
You're defining no one, but that doesn't matter.
Take your medicine.
What matters is if, A, Kevin Stefanski wants or is told to put him on the field. B, whether Andrew Berry.
Told by whom?
Told by whom? Oh, ownership or front office.
Okay.
To put him back on the field. C, if, and I know we talked about the insurance stuff, I just can't see that if he is medically cleared, how they can keep him unless they figure out, you know, the rules about 21 days and making sure he doesn't take a snap this season. I agree with you. The clock is ticking towards that, right? So, like, once you get into, how many games do we have left? 8?
Something like that, yeah.
If they can get another month out of this, 5 weeks, they're good to go, right? He's a season-long IR. If they want, and you wouldn't see us, you really have 5 weeks to figure this out right now.
So let's.
Correct?
Let's
Does that sound
play.
Right to both of you guys?
Well, no,
if it's a 21-day window and you're concerned about insurance, they need him to be injured for the next 5 weeks.
No, you can activate him at any point. You could take him off of short-term IR and then activate him.
You could open up a 21-day window and you could activate him the next day.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if they don't open the 21-day window...
I mean, you can open up the 21-day window on Christmas Day if you really want to.
Yeah, but I'm saying this to you,
what
though,
a present for based on
insurance purposes.
Thank you, Dan.
Your whole basis is based on the insurance payment. I know you're saying no one else wants to see them.
Here's my basis.
Okay.
My basis is on the fact that, A, shoulder surgery, two, Achilles tears.
Okay.
If you want to say it's because you think it gives you the best chance of winning, I have a lot of evidence that would prove you differently. Okay.
No, Jeff, do you buy that? Because I've heard you give us some pretty good stats and say, look at the numbers. I mean, you have a better chance of winning with him.
If Flacco was here, he was 5-1 was 5-1 as a starter. Last year, it didn't go well. Dano, I agree. I'd be stunned if he is what he was in Houston ever again. I'll make the argument, though, that even with the Achilles, you know, those things, though bad, though very bad, recovery is better than it used to be. If the shoulder has been repaired and it's better, then he's going to throw better than he did. There's a chance, I'm not saying, because I haven't seen him. You know, we've just seen the videos. There's a chance that he's better physically than he was. And that if he's better physically than he was, Deshaun gives you a better chance to win than anybody else on this roster at quarterback.
How many quarterbacks have come back from that shoulder injury?
Dano, I'm not gonna argue with you about it.
All I know is that
the guy was really good at one point. My guess is that his shoulder is not what it used to be and never will be. But it might be better than it was.
Why are we debating his shoulder?
When he stunk.
Guys, when he was good,
he was throwing the ball terribly.
When he was good, you were in a basement. You were in a sewing room, and I was watching cartoons right now.
You sew, okay? Jeff?
Like, that's
pretty cool.
You didn't know?
Do you know how?
I knit.
I didn't realize that.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Want a scarf?
No, I was thinking more of a sweater.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
For the giant
cat on the front of it that I'm allergic to. It'll make me sneeze.
Kinds of thing in mind. Now, let's go to the Andy Baskin PR firm, right?
Okay, I'm
let's
ready.
Pretend right now, the Andy Baskin PR firm.
I'm the Andy Baskin PR firm, yes. Okay.
All three of us work for the Andy Baskin PR firm.
And by the way, Dano, I'm not arguing with you.
No,
I don't think the guy is as good as he once was, and I don't think we'll ever see that guy again. But my only point is this. If the Achilles is healed, and it looks like it has because the dude's doing box jumps and everything else, and I know, yes, Dan, you can do box jumps. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
He seems to be working out just fine. If the shoulder is allowing him to throw the football better, I think he's a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, or at least has a great chance to be.
Okay, you guys are wasting my time in my boardroom because this is the Andy Baskin PR firm.
So the Andy Baskin PR firm, the Cleveland Browns have hired you.
Yes.
Congratulations, right? Paul.
Oh, dude, this is awesome. Hang on a second.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I heard it. Hey, Mike, I need another one of them drinks with the umbrellas in them. All right, that's a beautiful Hawaiian shirt today.
All right.
Is that a new golf cart? Outstanding.
Got to go pick up the kids from volleyball.
Oh.
The number one job of PR is to spin a narrative, correct?
Oh, of course, yes.
Okay.
Well, in theory. Yes.
So, spin me a narrative to the fan base.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That involves Deshaun Watson, and then spin me a narrative to the fan base that involves rookie quarterbacks. Which of those narratives can be bought better by a fan base?
All it takes is one game for Deshaun Watson to change the entire narrative. So if you can eat it as an organization, and if you truly think he can help you win a game or two, first of all, I got to sell tickets. So that's the first thing.
Like Kevin feels that way.
Again, this is a behind closed door meeting with
the PR firm. Is you have to sell tickets.
Okay. Well, of course we do. Of course we have to sell tickets.
And you need eyeballs watching on TV.
And by the way, we feel like, and this is not me. This is the we in the fictitious PR firm says, look, we feel like we want to tell the fans that we give them the best opportunity to win with Deshaun Watson out there. Obviously, he's the most experienced quarterback we have. Did he have success? No. But you know what? We feel like our doctors are some of the best in the world, and we've had the opportunity to work with him, and we feel like he's going to be stronger and better than he was before because of the surgeries. Yes, I understand you might question he's a little bit older and really hasn't played that much anymore, but we feel like at this time, Deshaun gives us the best opportunity to win. And we want to make sure that we're putting a quality opponent out there that's going to make you proud of your team. And we want you to be able to root for us to think that we're going to win every game that we go into. So if that's the case, think you can understand why two rookies would not be better than a healthy Deshaun Watson.
If he's able to throw.
If he's able to throw, yeah. Now, are we good? Are we ready to sell this? Does that sell any tickets? No, but what it does...
Now, spin me the rookie quarterback.
Well, hang on. If I have two games and he plays well in that first game, which probably is going to be empty anyway, whether I use the rookies or whether I use him, and now he goes out there and he plays pretty well...
Oh, no, you put 12 out there, you're filling that stadium.
That's absolutely
you
a fact.
You put 12 out there for the first start, you're filling that stadium.
But, Kirk Herbstreit?
With anger?
By his number?
With anger?
No, he's talking about Shador.
I'm sorry.
You will fill that stadium.
Yeah, you will. I agree. So you want me to make the case for either one of these rookies?
Do it on the other side of the break.
All right, let's do that on the other side of the break. All right, the Andy Baskin PR firm.
Would you do it on the other side of the
break? Pick up where we left off. I was doing my PR firm. I gave you the PR firm for why you would play Watson. What was your next question there, Daniel?
So, and to both of you, because both of you are members of the PR firm.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, welcome. Right?
Yes.
Jeff.
Thanks. Am I a junior associate or
vice president?
I want to be a partner.
If it's the Andy Baskin marketing firm, he's got to work his way up.
That's why junior vice president.
Well, no, it'd be like in this world, in this room that we would sit in, it would be the Andy Baskin marketing firm with Jeff Phelps.
All right. Wow. Nothing good comes from
moving
this.
Moving right along. Anyway, there is a meeting after the show.
Nothing good comes from adding on to that one.
Anthony's been here long enough. All right. I don't understand that. Top billing, man. Give him top billing.
If you're the PR firm, the Browns have hired you. Your job is to spin this.
Okay.
Sell me on putting Shador Sanders out there.
Oh, it's simple. It's Shador Sanders, baby. You think Hugh Jackson's here.
I thought you hire a marketing law firm when you need marketing help.
Well, I do, because he just tried to sell me on why Deshaun Watson should
need it.
You told me the scenario, and I told you if that's the position I was in and I had to start Deshaun, that's exactly what I would say. Hey, ooh. I mean, you're right, 100%. If they told you Sanders was starting on Sunday, that stadium, I don't care what the weather's like, would be filled with Sanders jerseys in it. No question. I think, Jeff, do you agree, disagree?
They'd have no trouble selling tickets.
No problem selling tickets or
sell
merch.
Out, I don't know, but they'd have a full house. It'd be pretty crowded.
I think you might have your answer.
My answer is to what? Play Sanders over Watson?
Exactly. I think you just built your own answer.
Let me give you a different answer.
Okay, Junior Vice President Phelps.
How much is Shador's rookie contract worth?
Peanuts compared to
how much do I have invested in it as an organization?
All right, so we have a marketing crisis here because when you look at the ROI,
Oprah says insurance.
Okay, well, forget about the insurance part of it. Let's just make that. Yes, you can.
How? Someone else is paying for this.
I just don't understand. Your argument on the insurance thing drives me insane because if he's deemed healthy by doctors, how can they keep him off the... How can you claim an insurance... how can you claim insurance on him if he's not injured?
Hasn't been deemed healthy yet.
By who?
By the doctors. Why is that off the IR?
You're trying to tell me, by the way, if he has doctors and his doctors say he's healthy enough to go out and play, the NFLPA is going to be screaming at the top of their lungs saying the Browns are in violation of the collective bargaining agreement because we have a doctor that says we have a player is healthy, yet they won't take him off the injured reserve.
But the Browns doctor...
I mean, that is lawsuits. And what insurance company wants to keep paying for that? They don't.
And who knows? Who knows with any of this stuff? We may find ourselves in a situation 2 weeks
from now. Your premiums just went up with that insurance company because they're trying to get money on him when he's not hurt. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So you only need to take it to yourself.
Okay,
you
look in the mirror, man. What is going to hurt more? The $44.3 million that you owed Deshaun Watson in a premium charge or my monthly payment going up? Come on now.
Dude, just think about it. Even if you're paying like $5 in and they've got... a million of you. Who do you think they want?
I'm on now.
I'm just saying. I'm not paying for Deshaun Watson to be hurt, and I sure don't need the insurance company paying for him if he's not hurt. I know you're talking about they want to keep the insurance claim. Look, if he's hurt, okay, I get it. That's why you have him insured. I get it. But if he's not hurt and he is deemed healthy by the doctors, I don't know how you help me, Jeff. Help me.
Andy, I would think if he's deemed healthy by the doctors and you don't activate his window, that the NFLPA is going to be all over that.
Okay, so do we answer your question?
Just from what we know about the history of how these things go.
No, because we've been in these positions enough times before with other various guys who just are like, okay, we're done here. And we're going to run out the string here. And
he's
all
not
we need,
any guy, though. That's the problem.
Oh, but in this situation, yes, he is. What benefit comes from him touching the field?
That's right. Not on payday.
What benefit comes from him touching the field?
Yeah.
None. Zero. Zilch.
Is he a better?
I have a hard time arguing with your point. I have a hard time arguing with your point.
Nay.
But what are they? They have an issue that they're going to have to deal with. In some way, shape, or form, moving up, they're either going to have to ignore him this year if he gets healthy, and hope that the NFLPA doesn't sue, cut him in the offseason, trade him, which is so unlikely that I hate to even throw it out there.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Or play him.
I like the ones where he doesn't touch the field, and I don't have to listen to my fan base lose their minds over seeing him one more time look pathetic.
I'm just telling you, there's a business side of this that goes beyond what you want to think or think you're going to get on the field. Matt's in Talmadge. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I said it right, didn't I? I always get...
It's actually Tal.
Talmadge, sorry. I said Talmadge, and it's Talmadge. I'm sorry.
Although the word is spelled tall, like T-A-L.
I know. Matt, I just wanted to apologize to all the fine people of Tail.
Talmadge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talmadge. Yeah, they'll be okay.
Well, we had a dear friend that used to correct me every time I said Talmadge, so that's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, dear friends, our guy Watson. So I understand everybody's point, and I really think the NFLPA is what's going to win out in this situation. I also think the $46 million he's owed is going to win out in this situation. I also think the fact that if Shedeur Sanders was ready, he'd be playing. If they thought he could go out there and operate the offense, I think he would be playing. So just
I think you might be right on that, Matt, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, and I go back to Jeff, you had asked before the draft when we were getting reared up, how do you want the Cleveland Browns quarterback room to look? And I had called in and I had said, look, I want a veteran. And this is something you guys have said to a veteran, a young veteran, and a rookie. So mine was Jacoby Brissett, calm down, Dan, Malik Willis, and Dylan Gabriel. And the only reason I said Gabriel is because it was already out there. McShay was reporting everything else, how much teams loved him and how much they look at him as a long-term backup. That didn't change. So we substitute Malik Willis with Pickett, and I was still good. And I'm just frankly mad that I'm watching this, and we didn't see Pickett. Jacoby Brissett, I think, actually signed the day I said that and stuff. So we're left with this quarterback mess, and at this point, I wish they would cut Gabriel because I don't think he deserves everything that's going on. And I think he'll get another chance somewhere else. But it's amazing to me how upset fans are about who's playing quarterback when there really isn't a substantial person to play quarterback in that quarterback room. There's no one. And now, if you guys excuse me, I have to go get my tattoo that said, "I survived Imani Bates and Shedeur Sanders idiocy." Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
I've heard that comparison before.
Feels that way. Take one more. Brian and Stowe. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hello, Brian.
We're hanging in. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. The only thing I want to throw in about Shedeur is that I agree with the last caller about him not really being ready. That's probably why he's not in. But, I mean, just the fans in general. I just think that, you know, we deserve something. And apparently we're going to get it later on in the season, but I just think it's the time to switch would have been at the break, and I just don't see anything from Dylan Gabriel. And we're still even in competition to win the division, and I don't understand why we're not trying to win games. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Let me go back to what Matt said.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody in that quarterback, you know, room that makes you think, yeah, we've got a guy? Then that's – I think they are trying to win games, but they've put – the guys who are there are trying to win. The coaches are trying to win. But they gave the guys who, at quarterback, gave them the best chance to win a ticket out of town.
I mean,
you can't,
you guys
you
brought
can't
up
tell
something.
Me that Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco didn't give this group a better chance to win. I don't think there's any question.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.